Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Civil Aviation, Sustainable Development and Culture, Reason Noel McBarnett, and a delegation of officials welcomed the captain, crew, and passengers of the Royal Caribbean Jewel of the Seas for its inaugural call to Port Kingstown last Thursday.
On behalf of the Minister of Tourism, the Honorable Carlos James, the staff of the Ministry of Tourism, Civil Aviation, Sustainable Development and Culture, I extend a very warm Vincentian welcome to the captain, the crew, passengers of Jewel of the Seas.
Thank you.
Welcome to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, also known as the Gem of the Antilles. Mm. I hope that your stay with us will be something that is so memorable that you will return to our shores. Welcome.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Civil Aviation, Sustainable Development and Culture, Reason Noel McBarnett. Also on hand at the port to receive the ship was CEO of the SVG Port Authority, Kyle James.
On behalf of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Port Authority, I'd like to officially welcome you to our shore.
Yeah.
Hope that you're able to experience the warmth of our people, the diversity and vibrance of our culture, and participate in the many activities that we have on shore for you to partake in.
Yeah.
Hope you fall in love and keep coming back.
CEO of the SVG Port Authority, Kyle James. Delaris Duncan, manager of the local company, Delius Shipping, was on hand to present a plaque and to welcome the ship on its inaugural call.
Now we are happy to be on board the Jewel of the Seas. It's your inaugural call, and I want to do an official welcome to say welcome to beautiful St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Oh, thank you.
Today I have with me marketing manager, Miss Sophie Clowden, as agent. I have Miss Calissa McQuilkin, and she will do a small presentation to the ship. We want to thank you again for coming to St. Vincent, and I hope that we will have many more calls from the Jewel of the Seas.
Responding to the presentations, Ship Captain Michael Lindbergh said he was pleased to make the ship's inaugural call to the island, given that many of its crew members are Vincentians.
Pleasure to be here. It's our first call. This ship has never been here before, so... And it's always interesting to come to a new port and see how it is and evaluate this situation and everything and present it for the company, so hopefully we can get more ships coming. We have a lot of crew members from St. Vincent and Grenadines, so it's very nice for them to be able to meet their family and loved ones and even have the family coming aboard and explore their working environment. And for myself, I'm going to go ashore to get the island myself in a while.
Great.
The opportunity, first time I've been here.
Yeah.
Funny enough, I've been to 99% of all the port called Caribbean sailing to, except this one, so that's very nice. Very.
At the laying of the 2024 estimates in the House of Assembly on December 19th, Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, the Honourable Camila Gonzalez, said that an increase of 30.6% is forecast for the local tourism industry as a result of increases of cruise arrivals to the country. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.